Hi, welcome to another episode of the Lots of Delight. I know it's been a while. Sorry about that. And let's get on with today's topic, which is I want to talk about when do you do ministry? And spiritual immaturity or like not understanding things is not a hindrance or a speed bump. When God's gives you the heart to do ministry, just do it. It's about telling him. It's not about your theological superiority. I want to start this off with an example from the Bible. So if you look at Acts 18 and if you go down to verse 24, it says, meanwhile a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. And goes on to say in verse 27, when Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed. For he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. So here, this guy knows his scriptures, but at first he only knew the baptism of John. He did not know about Christ, the blood he shed on the cross and the redemption and like all that part, he didn't. So from what he knew, he was preaching fervently. He was not shy. But guess what? He was teachable. So, and he was actually preaching in the synagogue before Priscilla and Aquila took hold of him. And they explained it to him and he understood and he went on doing what he did. So when God calls you to do something and when you need to understand, either he is going to reveal it to you through the Holy Spirit, which we have now, or he's going to send people who are going to equip you or like teach you for that. So that did not stop Apollos. He didn't teach wrong. That is the part you need to understand. He knew about Jesus and he knew about the baptism of John, and he just had such passion. He went and did it. And I want to make sure that you get this in the right sense. He didn't teach the wrong doctrine. He just didn't know about Christ, but he was teaching the baptism of John the Baptist. And then he was open to being taught. So when we have some doctrine, let's say, maybe you understand the gospel, the salvation well. You might not know a in-depth knowledge of the workings of how the Holy Spirit works or a lot of other things in the Bible, but you don't have to. Or let's say what happens in the future, the revelation and the end times and all that. Gospel is as simple as it is. The experience that you got, how you got saved, all that is needed for you to be equipped to go tell somebody that. It's you and the difference that God makes in your life through accepting him as a savior, that is going to have the impact because the words are going to come from him. And the Holy Spirit is there to guide us. While I say this, I also want to caution you about the other kind. For example, Paul, yes, he committed himself completely to the ministry. But he still wasn't a murderer. He murdered Stephen for the cause, right? He was like so fervent. Like when Stephen was there, he was there. And the clothes were kept at his feet. And he was torturing Christians before he encountered Christ. But after that, he did not continue in the same way to preach. Like he didn't go kill opposition. Once he accepted Christ, like when opposition came, he didn't go after those people, physically murder them. No, because he was a changed man. All these things that he endured, like he suffered. He was the kind of person who could kill, which he did previously, but he didn't. That is the difference I'm trying to point out. So let's say you have sin in your life. So you can go tell the gospel with the understanding that God has given you, but not with the sin like this in your life. We will never be perfect. See, Paul got mad, he fought, there was a break in relationship with Barnabas, and he was mad at John Mark. But then later on in his ministry, he annexed him back, he forgave, and it continued. There is like so much. But he didn't murder. And if you look at Peter, we all know that he struggled with being a coward. So he publicly sort of denied Jesus, right? Not sort of, he did. That courage issue was there. He struggled with it even after, in the point where, yes, he became courageous, he preached, and he was not afraid of the authorities. But the issue peaked out when, again, we see when other Jews came, when they were among the Gentiles. If you look in Galatians chapter 2, I think verse 11-ish, where Peter is coming to Antioch and Paul says, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned, because when Jews came, before that he used to eat with Gentiles, but when they came, he began to withdraw, separate. He was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. But guess what? When confronted, Peter handled in a beautiful way because he was teachable. He didn't run away. He didn't like deny that he did it. There was a grace that was attached to this part. So what I'm saying is, we might struggle, but for example, let's say somebody is struggling with drugs, or like that is a substance abuse problem, right? So there are, you can divide this, what we struggle with when we do ministry, in two ways. One, things that might be like never be again a problem after getting saved. Like here, how Paul struggled with, like, no, but he killed. That ought to have had an effect. I don't know. But guess what? He was able to control his emotions much more. He was passionate for Christ, but that didn't make him commit murder afterwards. So a lot of those drastic things, God just cuts it out of your life, right? You can talk about it. Tell people, yes, because you need not be ashamed, because God just released you from bonds of things like that. And that needs to be a testimony, a part of your testimony. But when you still struggle with something, lying, stealing, this cannot be part of your ministry, right? And it needs to be. And Peter did not continuously struggle with being courageous. He wasn't covered all the time. He opposed, and his death was brutal. So at times when he struggled, God sent people to confront. And so let's say if it is envy, whatever it is, pornography, or you cannot continue to have that in your life while doing ministry. That is not how God works. So it's not about just the knowledge, it's about your walk with Him, how you live, the integrity before Him, and being honest with Him. And I have had beautiful testimonies of people being released from bonds of things, such big addictions that we would think people would never be out of. Drugs, substance abuse, a lot of things, and being in toxic relationships. Like, there's so much, and they just still wait on God. But then you cannot continue to struggle with that and still have a beautiful ministry, because then you are not portraying the Christ. Like, the sanctification part in your life is not there. And I'm not saying that He won't use you, but the continued struggle with that, how will you strengthen somebody else who, again, if they come to you with the same struggle? Just think of it. Let's say if somebody is struggling with lying, can you be in the presence of God and like preach and teach and then still have that and mentor people and guide people to Christ? That you need to think of, because these are the people, I feel like, at the towards the end, where Jesus says, they will come and say, oh, I healed in your name, I did ministry in your name, and He's going to be like, I don't know you. So those people's ministry might have effect, because gospel has power irrespective of who says it, but their own walk with God is not there. Because if you walk with God daily, He will not let you live in a lie. He continuously sanctifies you. He keeps, like, you know, like the refining process in a furnace so that you can look like Christ. So let's say if you are in a ministry for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, but if you still lie, cheat, steal, it's, and you can't make excuses, say, oh, I'm only human. No, that is not how our God works. Because He has given us the Holy Spirit, we do not have an excuse. Even people in the Old Testament, they didn't have, but people like Joseph, when the lady initiated the sexual advances, you know what he said? How can I sin against my God when there was no 10 commandments at that point? That is the kind of standards and integrity God expects of every Christian. But if you're in a ministry, I feel like it goes up so much. So that behavior part, it comes from how rooted is your relationship in Christ. Because if it is not, that is what I feel like in the New Testament is described as a dead faith. You know, faith without works is dead. If it is dead, when Holy Spirit pokes, it's not going to pain or be, there is going to be conviction within you. Yes, we need to be the light for the people in our lives. And yes, we struggle. All of us struggle. Even Paul struggled with his emotions. Like I said, he still fought and there was a break in the ministry between two people. And then, like, he was not able to forgive John Mark. But then later on, he grows on to a point where he is not just forgives Onesimus for, like, running away from a slave. Like, he's sending him back with such love and hope that he'd be accepted as a brother, not a slave. So that kind of sanctification, if it is not within us, that comes first before anything we can do for God. Our heart is what He wants. The relationship is what He wants. Before you can do anything for Him, just go to Him, like, with complete openness and vulnerability. He wants you, not what you could do for Him. That He can do through anybody, even donkeys talk in the Bible when He wants to use them. That is not what he wants, your heart. And then through that integrity, through that submissiveness, through that obedience to God, He'll bring people. Because it's not you who work in you. Like, you need to let the Holy Spirit lead. And that life comes from your close relationship with God. That is what cleanses all the dirt from your heart. So that you can actually be effective in whatever way God wants to use you. It's not the knowledge that you have. He'll just give you revelation, knowledge. He'll equip you, but you need to be available and be willing for you to be cleansed so that He can use you. I hope this helps you and the whole background today you are hearing. There is such thunder, rain where I am. I hope that is pleasant to your ears. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.